Family? Are you against family? Oh, no. Let me tell you something. Your family can come between you and the Lord if you don't watch out.
Yes.
We've let fun. This is a fun, entertainment-filled world. We've let fun come between us and God. Yeah. Amen. Here's one. Work. We've let work come between us and God. Right. Amen. Even church work has taken its place in our hearts. Hey, God. And if we don't watch out, amen, we'll get so busy in the work of the Lord that we forget the Lord of the work. Did you hear me? If you don't watch out, many a preacher, hey, God, many a people get so covered about like Martha that they're so busy about the work of the Lord that they forget the Lord of the work sitting there in the living room. And I'm too busy trying to do the work of the Lord when the Lord of the work's right there.
Woo!
Yes.
Come on. Good for you.
Come on, Brother Jason.
He tells them that they got to do their first works over.
Jesus.
They are told to start doing the things that they used to do.
Yes.
I'm not insinuating. I believe Brother Tommy's in good shape with the Lord, but I can use him because he just preached this morning.
Yep.
Brother Tommy, if you felt your heart getting cold, tell you what you could do. You could go in there and crawl over that hump again.
That's right.
All in that car.
Woo! That's right.
Sister Mary getting there, wanting to know where Tommy at. You ain't got yet. Come out there and find him. He's over that hump in that car again. Hallelujah. Hey, God, that's where you need to get back to the hump in the car. Where's that place you used to go pray? You ain't visited in a long time. Amen. Where's it at? You better get back there again. Hey, God. Hey, I said, great God. Where's that old dusty Bible at? Laying in the back window seat of the car. In that back window. Hey, God. Got dust on it. You ain't read it so long. You don't even know what it says anymore. Get it out. Put it around your heart. Hug that Bible. And say, God, put a desire in my heart again to pray and to read your word and to fall in love one more time. I come to tell you, church, God said he would renew that love if you'll repent and do your first works again.
Hey,
woo!
Yes.
Woo!
So true.
Yes. He'll do it again. He'll renew it, won't he? Raise your hand. I'm in this house. I'm done.
Jesus.
Lord, help us. God, I'm preaching here what's on my heart tonight. Oh, God. I wonder how many in this house Lord has left their first love. Hey, God. Ooh. Hey, there's something in here tonight. Listen to me. You're here because of obligation. You're here the same old mundane, the same old routine. It's church time and I gotta go. And it shows in your expression. It shows in your action. Hey, God, but I come to tell you, you don't have to be that way next Sunday. Woo! I said you don't have to be that way next Sunday.
Woo!
Next Sunday you come into them courts with thanksgiving and praise. Like David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. God can put a new love. He can renew that old fire.
Yeah.
If you'll repent and return to your first words.
Amen.
Amen. Special to you, my heart.
Yeah.
Do thou first works.
Thank you, Lord.
That's a key for revival. That's a key to revival. And it's the key for us.
Jesus.
Back to praying. Back to testifying. Back to crying. Back to witnessing. Back to those things that deeply marked your relationship with God.
Yes.
Get before him today and ask him to show you the way back to the first work. Woo! Hallelujah. Stand with me. Stand with me in this house. Great God, that's what you need to do. You need to ask him to help you to get back to the place of the first work of your first love. Lord, will you take me back to that place?
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Lord,
yes.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Woo.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
I'm done here.
Come on.
I love this. He said, if you will.
If you will.
He said, if you will, I'm going to reward you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He said, you'll be an overcomer. Right. Amen. These people will seek the Lord's face and fall in love with Him again and be restored back to that place of your first works, of your first love, of that first yearning, of that first intimacy that you had with Him. This reward is available to those who will seek Him. Praise God. And it goes on a little further. Amen. Verse number 7. I didn't even read that one. Amen. And He said that they will get to eat of the tree of life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Do you know what tree that is? Adam sinned. Hey God. And Eve sinned by eating of the tree of life. And they were immediately banished from the garden.
Right.
Hey God in heaven. But now I come to tell you, Jesus said, amen, if we make it back to that first love, that He will let us eat of that special tree of life. Hey, Jesus seems to be saying that those who love Him the most now will enjoy Him the most over there. And God in heaven, I come to tell you, one of these days, I'm going to sit in the Garden of Eden. Hey, and I'm going to eat of that tree of life. Hey, God, that tree that Adam desired, that tree that Eve desired. God said He'd give you that tree. Hey, I come to tell us, church, it's worth holding out. It's worth loving. It's worth getting a desire. One more time.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Holy.
Hallelujah.
Are you too busy?
Yep.
Are you too preoccupied?
Jesus.
Come on.
You too preoccupied with fun, family, work, jobs, worries of this life, cares of this life?
Come on.
That it's after love.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Dear Lord. Dear Lord. You know, if you don't watch, you can work so much, you can run and have so much fun, it'll zap your love in the natural.
It will.
For a companion.
Right.
It will. Oh, yes.
And that's what we've done with the Lord.
Yes.
We put everything first.
Yeah.
We care about everything else.
Yeah.
And we put God on the back burner.
Jesus. Yeah.
God told me, speak to my heart here today, to ask you. To ask you. Amen.
Jesus.
Wouldn't you like to have that first love again?
Jesus.
Where'd you leave that?
Jesus.
You left it. You left it.
Yes.
You the one didn't desire it no more.
That's right. Right.
I've told you before, if it's very fitting again.
Yeah.
Jesus. We did that service one time. It was just a humdrum service. We've all had them. Every church has them. It was there in Flatwoods. Earl, I can't remember. Maybe it was out Giovanni's. Brother Marshall used to go out there all the time. He liked Giovanni's. And they was all sitting around. Somebody's talking about that, sir. Boy, it was kind of a dry service. You know, they was going on about it a little bit. And Sister Judy was sitting there. And I guess they might have tried to get her involved in it. It was kind of dry, wasn't it? There wasn't much going on. That was. I'll never forget this as long as I live. He made tears well up in her eyes. It was a dry service. There wasn't much going on that night, but tears welled up in her eyes. Boy, she held that hand up. She said, I thought it was a mighty fine service. She said, I felt the Lord in the place. I never forgot that, Sister Joe. You know why? Amen. She had that first love yearning in her heart.
Right.
It didn't take no shouting to get her stirred up. It didn't take no fast singing to get her stirred up. She stirred up first she ever came. Hallelujah. Thank God. She said, it was a mighty fine service. I really felt the Lord tonight. Thank God. I come to tell you, church, that's the first love I'm talking about. Hey, have Him with you when you walk in the door. Bring Him with you when you come. Take Him with you to the house. Take Him with you everywhere you go.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, amen. Bow your heads with me. Lord, I preach my heart out here tonight. I honestly believe, amen, that good sized crowd of this crowd in here tonight, a good percentage. Amen. It's been a while since they really had that first love yearning in their heart. Lord, it's been a while since they yearned to pray. It's been a while since they yearned to read your word. It's been a while, amen, since they had that first love. And I pray, God, will you help them, amen, to meet in these altars right here tonight and say, I'm going to walk away different. Amen. Oh, I'm going to get that first love back, that vibrant love, that love that Mary had when she broke that alabaster box, that love that Mary had, great God, when she sat at the feet of Jesus while Martha was covered about. Great God, Lord, give me that first love again.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Come on, come on, come on. We already got several praying. Step out in these altars tonight. Find yourself a place and say, God, that's what I desire. That's what I desire. I want to get back to that place where I first loved you. I want to get back to that place that it's all that matters when I get out of the bed in the morning is how to please the Lord. Lord, I want to get back there. That first love.
Jesus. concern was your desire, but somewhere in your child.